Good evening, everyone. This is your host, Nia, and this is Mindful and Chit Chat with Nia. Today, I am going to be discussing my own mental health. Yesterday's segment was on setting boundaries, how to set those boundaries, how to stick to those boundaries, and also not allowing other people to deter you from your setting your boundaries. That is the most important thing to your self-care and your mental health in itself. So I suggest that you check that episode out. Don't mind my lovely fiance in the background. We joke like that. It's no big deal. So it wasn't like something serious. He gives me a hard time. I give him a hard time. You might even hear my baby in the background because now he is up. And I'm a mom of three, so I have to do these when I can. So bear with me and everything will iron itself out, I promise. But today's episode, I just wanted to come on and talk about my mental health. As I'm always asking about other people's mental health, I want to share as my mental health and my journey with you guys as well into hopefully reaching nirvana. That's everybody's goal in the Buddhist world. I wouldn't necessarily say I'm 100% a Buddhist, but I do like a lot of the teachings, and there are things that I definitely do follow. Finding nirvana and enlightenment, it's definitely one of them. And of course, I'll touch more on those topics as we get into the podcast. So basically, my mental health today, this is a mental health check-in. And that's what I think I will call these, even though, you know, we're still going to get to true crime. But right now, we're focusing on mindfulness. So anyways, my mental health today is anger, overstimulation, as you can hear. Let's see. Like, he totally knows that I'm doing a podcast. Don't let a 10-month-old fool you. There's nothing we can do about that. So today was a hard day for me. I think mainly because I've reached a place in my life that I really don't like going back and forth with people. No matter what my fiance says, he's the only person that I'm willing to go back and forth with because I'm always right, right? Like, duh. So he's the only one that I'm willing to go back and forth with about certain things. But as far as other situations, I do not have the mental capacity to go back and forth with folks. I say that to say this. I have my own problems that I'm going through and trying to iron out. So getting in a argument or battle match with other people around me is not helpful to my mental health, and it's not fair to my mental health. And you know what? People always say, oh, well, life isn't fair. You're absolutely right. Life isn't fair because I am not on somebody's island getting fed grapes and strawberries by some big bold dude who looks like Thor. I mean, that's not going to happen. It's not happening. It's not happening right now. Whatever. That's not how it works. Right?
What's that?
He doesn't listen. So that's a good thing. Anyways, So all I'm saying is that my mental health matters. Your mental health matters. If there is something that's going on and that you just feel like I am not in the mental capacity to deal with this, walk or step away. Deal with it tomorrow. If you can deal with it tomorrow, deal with it tomorrow. If you can't deal with it tomorrow and you want to wait a day or two, wait a day or two. There's no rush on anything because our time here is limited anyway. So why waste your energy, your time, rustle up your spirit feathers to argue with someone? I say that because I just am going through some things with my family, and I prefer the peace over the chaos, and only the somewhat rational people, and I say somewhat because we all suffer in my eyes and my family from things. And yeah, so with that being said, it's the people we all that excuse me, that we suffer from dealing with these people, and some of them are family. So, you know, you cannot choose who your family is, but you can choose how you deal with them. I always say I'm in therapy, and I get this line from, I believe, Charlemagne the God used to always say, I'm in therapy not only to deal with myself, but to deal with the people around me, because that is the hardest part when you're dealing with a lot of different personalities, a lot of different emotional people, and some people who do not want to admit that they might possibly have a mental health problem. So I just am a little drained. I'm drained because I'm looking for peace and I'm getting chaos. I'm drained and angry because I expect things to go a certain way and they're not currently going that way. I'm a perfectionist by heart, so if it doesn't go the way that I want it to go, or the right way, or how I envision it, I will throw it up in the air and say, forget it, because it's not done right. So why continue to do it? Because all it's going to do is upset me. And then it circles back to, my mental health is messed up. So, you know, I'm working on me. My mental health check, I will say that even though I did feel those things today, I feel like I got closer with one of my family members. I'm hoping to get closer with a couple more of my family members because I support family. I believe in family. It's just always been what I've been about, is like, you ride for your family, right? I have friends as well that I consider family more so than friends, and I ride for those folks. Y'all know who you are. Shout out to y'all. There's too many to name. I have a nice little circle of great folks, and I love them all. So always sending love and light their way. But you know, everybody has their days. I think we should do mental check-ins. I want to hear what you're going through, because sometimes a neutral ear or someone who doesn't know what the full scenario of it is, and you are able to give them the bits and pieces. Although I always say, give all sides of the story, even your wrongdoings, because that is the only way that you can get accurate advice or tips on how to deal with something later on, in if it comes up again in your lifetime. So with that being said, I've been journaling. And I always suggest that you guys journal. I suggest that even if you write down a line, I have three journals, I believe, because I have one that I write music, and we will talk about that soon. I have one that I write music in, one that I write poems in, and then on my phone, the poem book, I also write as a journal, but also on my phone, I use it as a journal as well in my notes. So hopefully nobody ever gets into my notes, because you would know the layers to my soul, and I'm not ready to release those yet, but I am working on a layers to my soul poetry book that I will be putting out very soon. Just got a lot of things on my plate at the moment. We're moving, so you know, life is hectic, three kids is hectic. Three and a half, because you always got to include your fiance because they're a kid themselves. Happy los días de muertos, de la muertos. Did I say that right? Happy Halloween. Those of you who celebrate it. But basically, I just wanted to check in with you guys and just let you know how my mental health is doing as far as today goes. Overall, will I say that I've had my ups and downs? Yes. I will talk more about benzos and my medication that I'm currently taking. I'm just putting it out there because I feel like I'm over the stigma that you can't speak about mental health. You cannot say that you're not okay. Like, people think you're crazy. And although I might be crazy, who knows? I mean, you might be crazy and you are completely normal. We've all seen crazy shit happen, in the sense of people we thought that were normal, Ted Bundy, and they were doing the wildest thing ever. So, I mean, crazy comes in all forms. So therefore, it should be a conversation instead of, shh, don't tell people that because they may look at you some type of way. People look at me all the time like I'm an alien with three heads, and I probably do look like an alien with three heads, like the chick in MIB that Will Smith shot the little girl instead of the monster who was working out. Who fucking knows, right? The point is that mental health is a conversation, and on this platform, oh my goodness, I'm losing my voice. Hold on to you guys. On this platform, sorry about that, we're going to discuss mental health. We also are going to discuss Ted Bundy. How do they go hand in hand? They keep me sane. And I'm sure I am not the only person that likes to meditate, be mindful, work on their eating habits, work on themselves mentally, and also dab in a couple of true crime episodes, talk about hip hop, talk about metal music, talk about music in general, talk about the best movie out at the current time. I do not watch, let me be clear, I do not watch award shows. So I won't talk about that here. I probably won't talk about Ratchet TV here because I'm over Ratchet TV. And being mindful of what you put in your body is important. So I don't think I will be reviewing any Ratchet TV here. But I love some good gossip. So if, excuse me, if I'm going to talk about anything, it might be whatever's going on with Kanye West. Who knows? I don't know. Join along for the ride. Join, follow my Instagrams. Mindful Break Coaching is my Instagram account. Again, that's Mindful Break Coaching. My Twitter account is @breakmindful. And my website is www.chatterboxspace.com, which I will be updating more. There are things and articles on there that I have already written, but the plan is to also add mindfulness and other things to that site as well. So check that out if you're interested. I'm not sure yet if I'm going to do a YouTube channel. I'm actually having more fun with just doing this podcast and focusing on this podcast and that work for you guys than I am YouTube, I believe. I believe YouTube might be a little bit too oversaturated now. Damn it, I missed the mark. But I love actually podcasting. This is something that I've been trying to do for years. So now I feel like, yes, I'm going to be my own co-host, which is a downer because I do like having opinions about to bounce off of. That's why I encourage you when I post the links about messages, please leave them. I will answer them. I will also post more consistently of a consistent time that we will be recording. So that way, you know, you can jump on Twitter and I will respond to all of my messages that I receive from you guys. And then we'll just go from there. So this was a mental health check-in. Your girl's doing... she's doing. And let me know how your day is going, your week, your month. It's the end of the month. How was your October? How was your mental health this October? What are some of the things that you did for self-care throughout the month of October? What are permanent things that you would like to continue to do for self-care? What are your goals for self-care? Answer all those questions in any platform, whether it be Instagram, Twitter, hashtag mindful chit chat. When you are putting in those opinions, questions, comments, concerns, whatever, let's talk about it. Let's make this a non-stigma thing anymore to talk about, because there are a lot of us suffering with anxiety and depression, and I could go on and on. PTSD, schizophrenia, bipolar. There's so many things, and sometimes you just want to talk about it. And that's what this space is for, amongst other things. So I will be researching and getting some good content together for you guys for tomorrow. I live on mountain time, so usually the best time for me is when I have three children sleep. So we're going to try to make this podcast at 9:30. And we will go from there on what days exactly. But for right now, you guys, I am banging out a lot of these episodes for you guys and researching a lot of things to present to you guys. And then we will make our schedule of what days we'll discuss what. So, hey, stay in there with me. Things may get crazy. Things may go left sometimes, but we're definitely going to keep this going. I hope to hear from some of you. And please, please, please let me know how your mental health is doing. for the month of October, because we're going into a new month, and we're going into a new month without the baggage that we are leaving behind in October. With that being said, I wish you all nothing but love and light, and I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow about whatever I choose to talk to you about. It'll be a surprise, actually. I'll get to researching on that now. Enjoy the rest of your night. Good night.